Kum Lenin Amar Gemara. We are up to the Avchaf and Aleph, the new Pedic. We're talking about Me'ilah now. Now we're going to go to a few more Pratim of Me'ilah. Hashliach Sha'asa Shlichus. So we learned that although there's no Shlichus when it comes to an Aveda, there's an exception by Me'ilah that Yesh Shlichus Dvar Aveda. We learned from a Pasuk that if I send you, if I gave you something, then I am the one who's what? The Meshaleach is Me'ilah, not the Shliach. Shliach and Me'ilah is only if you do it b'shegig. That's when you pay that penalty, and that's when you bring the carbon. Hashliach she'asa shlichusi. The shliach carried out the shlich is exactly as the balabayis told him. The balabayis, more the balabayis, is the one who is the oiver. What about loy asa shlichusi? If the shliach deviated, then hashliach mal. It's the shliach who's oiver. Ketzad, what do you mean? Omalei said to him, 10 basal urchim. He said to him, I want you, the Mashalech says, give meat to our guest. And the meat had to be Kodesh. Didn't realize it. Nosalem Kike, he didn't listen. He gave them a piece of bread. Kovid. He gave them liver. Or Kovid. He told them, give liver. Even Nosalem, Basal, didn't listen, gave meat. Hashliach Mol. Who is Mol over here, the Shliach? Why? He did not carry out the instruction of Mashalech. So he did it. Even though it was a Shagig, that's the whole Din of Mila. He did a Shagig. Sorry? Yes, now we're towards the bottom of the page. Oh, my Lord, he was talking about that a shliach carries out the instructions of the sender, then the sender is liable. But if he deviates, then the shliach takes responsibility. What about if Oh, my Lord, 10 lehem chaticha chaticha? I want to give each one piece. We told each guest, take two. So one of them, he's carrying out the wishes of the balabas, but the other one, he's not. They're all liable.
Even if they didn't listen.
What happened? So all three, so the Meshaleach told him to do one, they ate one. Then the Shliach told him to eat one on his own plates, on his own shoulders, so they ate another one, the Shliach. And then they ate a third one, which nobody ever told them. So all three of them were Moira. Says the Gemara, it seems from here, that the Gemara is trying to understand, if I tell you, do me a favor, go buy me something, X. And they didn't have X, but they have Y, and it's similar to X. And I turn around, I call you up, and I say, "Why X is not available, but Y is. Should I buy that?" The fact that I called you up, does that prove that it's so similar that it's really the same? Or do we say, forget, the fact that I called you up is all right, it's not so similar, but all right, I had to call you up. But I wouldn't call you up, you ask me for bread, and I say, oh, there's oranges there, you want oranges. I wouldn't call you up, because it's what's the shaykhs. I'll call you up, you want the bread out of wheat, they only have bread out of barley. Okay, so maybe it's considered similar. Or you wanted this kind, I have that kind.
If you put out a plate of chocolate biscuits in your plate, you say, have a chocolate biscuit.
Rabbi Johnson, if you need one, I have one here from the kale. Oh, no, you thought you wanted Montgomery. Okay.
If you put out a plate of chocolate biscuits in your home, you say, can you have a chocolate biscuit? I can have three or six.
Of course you could. But if you tell you go buy chocolate biscuits and all they have is vanilla biscuits. So if I call you up and say, look, they don't have chocolate vanilla, well, does that prove that it's very similar? Or does that prove that it's unsimilar? It's this similar. It's sort of in between, sorry? Yeah, but let's say if they didn't have vanilla, they only had pretzels. Would I call you up and say, you want pretzels? Nothing. So the fact that I call is that I that it is similar, or that it's that I that it's not similar. So it's a machlekes. So I ask you for meat and the liver. Now, liver also comes from an animal, so it's close, but it's not the same. So if you ask me to buy meat in the store and there's no meat but only have liver, I might call you up and say, hey, there's no meat but there's liver. Should I get some liver?
What if you make the decision?
No, I'll call you up because you asked me. You gave me the money. But the fact that I called you up, there's liver, proves that it's very similar, or does that prove that it's not?
You shouldn't just say there's liver. You should say buy liver or don't buy liver.
No. You told me buy meat in the store. You told me buy, I don't know, steak.
You're sending me to buy meat, right?
Yes, and there's no meat in the store.
And you ring me up.
I call you up, there's no meat in the store, but there's liver. Do you want liver instead?
I called you up and said,
The one you sent is standing in the store. And he said, look, there's no meat, but do you want liver instead? The fact that I called you up, what does that prove? Says the Gemara, when the Chofen Beis on top of the page, Man Tanu, who's the one who learns the Chol Milus of the Memlech Chol HaShliach? Anything that the Shliach will have to consult, Tarti Mil Haven, that himself proves it's not the same thing. Otherwise, why would he call? And therefore, in our Mishnah, we're saying that if you ask me for meat, if you told me give meat and I gave liver, I'm deviating and I'm liable. It means it's a separate thing. I'm Rabbi Chizda, the Lake Rabbi Kiva. Obviously, it does not follow Rabbi Kiva. Now we learned, Hanoidim and Hayedek, if someone makes a neder, I will have no more vegetables. Mutter Bedluin is allowed to eat gourd and like pumpkin, all that kind of stuff. Why? Because it's not the same thing. Rabbi Kiva Oysa, Rabbi Kiva Asas. Why Rabbi Kiva Asas? Because if you tell me to go buy me vegetables and all I see is pumpkin, I'll call you up. You know, Gryeshka uses green stuff, and this is gourd, a little bit different. I would call you up and have, look, there's nothing, there's no celery, whatever it is, but I have pumpkin. So that Rekiva that proves it's the same thing, so it's included in your neder. But Tanakama says, no, it's a different thing. So our Mishnah seems to learn, like the Tanakama, that it's a different, liver is different than meat, and therefore you didn't follow my instructions. Who do you think is ringing? Reuven sent Shimon. This is easy. Reuven sent Shimon to buy meat. And Shimon's standing in the store, there is no meat. So Shimon rings up Reuven. Says, Reuven, there's no meat, but there's liver. Do you want that?
Reuven should say, buy me liver or don't buy me liver, no?
Exactly. But the fact that I called you up, does that prove that liver is so similar to meat?
No,
that's why I called you?
You might have changed your mind. You want liver,
yeah. No. You didn't. I don't know if you changed your mind. Why am I calling you? Usually you don't call. You only call because
Shimon calls Reuven to let him make up his mind whether he wants to liver or
not. Yeah, but I wouldn't. If I walk in the store, there's no meat, but they have pretzels. Would I call you up and say, you want pretzels? Exactly. So what does that prove? Pretzels has nothing to do with meat. But liver is close enough that I think to myself, maybe he'll want liver instead. Let me call him up and ask him. It's his decision. The mere fact that I call, what does that prove? So Rekiva says it proves that it's the same, and Tanakama says it proves that it's different. In our Mishnah says, I told you, give the feed the guests meat, and you fed them liver instead. You didn't follow instructions. Says the Gemara, Abai says, I feel the Rekiva, our Mishnah can come up here as well. The fact is, he didn't exactly carry out, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that said it's similar, but you still, I told you meat. You can't get liver until you ask.
Yeah. You
it shows that it's similar. But even if it's similar, I told you give meat. If you're giving liver, you should have asked me. Even according to Akiva, you should have asked me. If you didn't, you didn't listen to my instructions, so you're the one who's liable for giving them hektish. Says Nachmeini, which is the Abaye, he gave a good answer. even according to Rabbi Akiva, he should have asked. Man Tan the Rabbi Akiva. So who's the author of this braisa that argues Rabbi Akiva? Hold on, what? That it's considered very, it's dissimilar. Rabbi Shimon Gamlili. Tanya be learned. Hanoidim and Abbasad. If I made a neder, I won't have any meat. Also, b'chol min abbas, you're not allowed to have any kind of meat. It's all included in your neder. V'asa b'roish, you're not allowed to eat the head. And the raglaim and the feet, b'kana, and the windpipe of a covered liver. You're not allowed to eat all kind of meat. But also be baser eifus, you're not allowed to eat chicken. Umute be baser dogim, but you're allowed to eat fish. Vachagovim, you're allowed to eat grasshopper, because that's not called meat. If I said I want to eat meat, fish is not called meat. And neither is locust. Those who used to eat locust or grasshoppers are not called meat. But Abshimim, when I said I won't eat meat, it does not include the head.
Actually, these days you can have fish at the table with a cup of coffee with milk.
We don't have fish and milk together. That's only a chumrah. Over the glayim and the feet, because the windpipe, because the liver. He says clearly the liver is different than the meat. He says, if I may, never want to eat meat, but liver you can eat. So Rabbi Shimon will hold us two separate things. Over eifers, and so too with fowl, and poultry, over dog, and fish, and Rabbi Goymer. Rabbi goes to say that kirbayim, the inners, la bosan, is not considered meat, va eichlein, la badinish. However, and who those who eat it are not really equal to all other people. It's not really a food, it's not an edible food. It's not treated equally to like everything else. But what does he clear? Rashi holds that things which are slightly different is very different. It's not including your neder and so on. So the author of the Brice that says, said the Mishnah says that if you make a neder on vegetable, then luya not included. That's Rashi Gamliel. According to the first opinion, it says that if I say meat, everything is included, even chicken, but not fish and grasshoppers. Why chicken is included? Why? Because it's common that people run to a store to buy meat. There's no meat. They'll buy chicken instead because it's close enough. People buy chicken. So too. People say, won't people say, I can't buy meat? Don't buy fish. I'm not exactly sure what I don't know what that exactly means. Maybe in those days, if there was no meat in the store, you'd buy fish instead. I don't know if you know if you went to buy meat and then you no meat, you'd go buy fish. I don't know.
Well, finally, the purpose was to have something to eat and not have a meal, and there's no meat.
But it's so different. It's like, okay, I can't have this. I'll have this.
It's
main course. Okay, maybe. Yeah. Says the Gemara, Amar Papa, you want to know. So your question is, why is chicken included? Chicken is not meat. But I, the Torah, when it asks meat and milk, the Torah didn't ask for chicken and milk. We had to learn it from the Rabbanan, according to most, tonight. So Amar Papa, you know why chicken is also? It's a unique day. You're right, chicken is not included in meat. You know why chicken here is also? Because we're talking about B'yom HaKozaskin. We're talking about a day that they extracted the blood. And with, therefore, when he said, I won't eat meat, he meant any meat on this day I'm not going to eat. And so any meat that anyway I couldn't eat on that day, why would you have made a net that I won't eat it? Anyway, you wouldn't eat it. It's the meat that I could have eaten. Now, fish, you're not supposed to eat on the day that you have hakaza when you extract your blood. You're not supposed to eat, when you let your blood, you're not supposed to eat fish. So why would I make a net and say I won't eat fish? I won't eat anyway. But all other meat, including chicken, I could eat. So therefore, when I make a net, I include everything that I'm allowed to eat. People don't eat fish anyway, so why would you make a net and include that? Freddy Gemara, if so, chicken is the same story. Chicken also should not be included. Nechol should not be included in the net. You know why? Because you're not supposed to eat chicken on the day you let your blood. Because it says, if somebody had, let's say, he let his blood from his shoulder, and then he eats a bird, his heart will flutter away just like a bird. In other words, it's very unhealthy. So just the same cheshbon, you tell me that nobody would eat fish anyway. On the day that you let your blood, nobody would eat chicken. So why fish do we say is not included in that than chicken is? Boy, furthermore, Tanya, we learned, a makiz in dum, you're not, it says furthermore, in the Braisa, you're not supposed to let your blood, and then loyala dogim, don't eat fish, nor do eat poultry, nor do you eat meat that was preserved and sold for a couple of days, 2 days and one night, you shouldn't eat it because it's very bad for you. So the chayda goes back to the question, what's the chilek chicken and fish? Why chicken is included in that and fish is not? Elorama Papa. Papa said, you're right. We're not talking about the day you let blood. Because the day you let blood, you're not supposed to eat fish, nor can you eat chicken. But we're talking about a special day. You're right. Normally, chicken is not included in meat. If I say meat, meat is meat, and chicken is chicken. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Not like Rabbi Akiva. But when it says over here that chicken is included, we're talking about, but fish is not. A Papa be yoima in a day, the kaivin le'ein, in a day that his eyes are hurting him. And the days that the eyes are hurting him is the le'ochel dogim. People don't eat fish when your eyes hurt. So I'm not exactly sure what this is, but you don't eat fish when your eyes hurt. So when you make a net that I won't eat something, you didn't mean fish, because fish anyway you wouldn't eat. But chicken, anything you're allowed to eat, I don't want to eat, so chicken's included. Yeah. The Rashi asks, and Gemara Dorim says, Samach Nun Ayin, that we say, the Simen Samach Nun Samach Ayin, we said that Nun, which is fish, is a Samalai Naim, is good for your eyes, a medicine for your eye. And here we're saying that fish is bad for your eyes. So the answer depends. If your eyes are just starting to hurt a little bit, then fish is good for it, healthy. But when your eye already hurting for a long time, fish is bad for you. Talking about it, another interesting discussion. The owner said, give one piece, and you gave two pieces. So what do we say? The owner is liable because you carried out his thing, and you added. So the general question is like this. If you send me on a mission, and I don't do what you told me, go ahead and give this person $100, and I gave the person a bag of potato chips. I didn't do your shlichus at all. You told me give him $100. I gave him $200. How do we view that? Do we say, I gave the $100 you told me, plus I gave another $100. So the $100, I carried out your instructions. The other $100 I didn't. Or do we say, no, I told you $100. By giving $200, you didn't carry out anything that I said. Our Mishnah says, when you said...
Who's the second
$100? Me, I'm in my own pocket. But and then I go back to you. Yeah, but the question is whether the first $100 is considered, yeah. I carried out your shlichus. So from our Mishnah, it says, give him one piece, and I gave two. And the Mishnah says, for the one piece, the original guy is liable. That means as if I carried out a shlichus. And for the second piece, I'm liable. And he's like, I'm only liable for the second piece. So this is actually a discussion. Is that so?
So you're free to give another
$100. Yeah, but if I would have said that, if I would have said, look, the first $100 is the owner, the second $100 is for me, you're right. But I'm saying the entire $200 is coming from that guy there. So it's as if I gave nothing from that guy, or I gave $100 plus $100 of mine. It says the Gemara, Shmami, no, it's clear from this mission here, Moisiv al shlichus, so you have a shlich, it's still considered a shlich. He did a shlich, plus he added. Amar Rav Sheshit, Amar Shliach. No raya whatsoever from our Mishnah. You know why? Because maybe he's talking about a case, you know, that he said, the Amar Shliach, Tul Achaz Medai, Toiva Achaz Medai. He said, to guys, take two portions. One portion he's done, is giving you, one portion I want to be generous and give you. So maybe the Mishnah, he clearly delineated, spelled out, that one portion is the Shlichas. So that's why it works. But Shengen, Stamba, maybe it doesn't. And what's the Chiddush? I would have thought, Okar Shliach Shlichus Hida Balabayez, Vlaimimar. I would have thought that maybe he was Oikid Shlichus Balabayez, and the Balabayez shouldn't be Moyom. Kamashlam, that no, that are all Moyom. By him saying here, the Chiddush here is that even though he said clearly that the rest is not due to the Balabas, and so on and so forth, it's still, we say that each one of them is liable along the way. You cannot bring an eye from here, but if in the general case, if I said nothing, the Baal Bas Tam gave me $100 and I gave $200, how do we view that? Do we say that as if I did the Shlichas and I added, or I didn't do the Shlichas, I decided I'll do my own thing, is not clear from this mission. You can't bring an eye either way. Says the Gemara. Yeah.
What he wanted to fulfill. What you've done extra, so why should
that nullify? No, we would have thought that the moment I added another $100, yes, even though I mentioned originally $100 for Balabas, and I'm going to give you another $100, maybe I'm no longer working for the Balabas, because what are you doing? The fact that you're interfering, we would have thought, even the first $100, even though you nominated the Balabas, you cancel the Shlichas. Come on, you don't. Okay, Mishnah. Omele said, the Mishalech said, Reuben said to Shimon, Havali min achalayim, bring me that thing from the window, that item from the window, I mean, Luskema from the sack, and Vehevila, he brought him, Afa pisha omer balabayis lohaya, and he brought him from the window. Even the balabai says, let's say the window is a very big window, and there's a right side and a left side, and the balabai said, go fetch me that thing from the window, it was hegdish, but you shouldn't have. And then the balabai says, lohay believe el mazeh, you brought the wrong bag, I wanted that bag, but he never told him that. The Havi Mazeb Balabai's Mo. I carried out your instructions. If you wanted me to bring you that particular bag, you should have said so. So therefore, the Balabai is liable. Avalim Amalo Havalim and Achaloin. If I told you specifically, go to the window and bring me that bag. The Havi Loimad Luskma, I brought you the other bag that came from the sack. Oimad Luskma, you told me go to the sack and bring me that bag. The Havi Loimad Achaloin, what you brought in the window, Hashliach Ma, didn't carry out your instructions. Who's responsible then? The Shliach, obviously. What about Biyat Sholach, Biyat Chere Shoyd Vekotin? You send something in the hands of somebody who is not like responsible. So, Im also Shlichus, if they carried out the Shlichas, Balabai's Mo. We'll soon see why. Lechoyda, Chere Shoyd Vekotin can't be a Shlich, but yet the Balabai is liable. Loy also Shlichus, if they didn't carry out the Shlichas, then Chen Venimo, and they gave it to, let's say, the storekeeper, then the storekeeper is the one who is responsible. The Chere Shoyd Vekotin can't be responsible. The Shalech can't either because he didn't carry out instructions. The Chen Venimo, even though it's not his fault, it's a Shaygig, but as soon as he spent it, he became responsible. Yeah. What do you call it?
Does it have to be obvious that there were a Cher Shatur Katan?
From a Cher Shatur Katan, yeah.
So does it have to be obvious to the Chervin? Maybe he didn't realize.
Well, he sent his kid over to bring this thing, and he didn't realize, he didn't know it was Hekdish. Nobody's saying he did it, it's his fault. It's Shagig. The whole dinner meal is only Shagig. Yeah. What about Sholach B'Yapikeyach? He said in the hand of an intelligent person. What about Niske? The whole dinner meal is, it was B'Shagig. What about the Balabas remembered right before the Shliach gave it over to the storekeeper? Actually, he's a Chen before he came to the storekeeper. Chen V'ni Mo, then who's liable? Then the Chen V'ni is Mo. The Shliach is not liable. He carried out the Shlichas. But the Balabais is not liable because he remembered, he became amazed right before it happened. So therefore, the Chenvin, the storekeeper, is the one who is over the Aveda. He brings the carbon. Likishayetzi, when he spends it. Kate said, Yasis, what did the Balabais do? He suddenly remembered, he sent the Shliach, he remembered that the money that he gave him to buy things was Hegdish money. What do you do? Neitel Prutes, another coin, a kli or a vessel. But Aymer, he says, Prutes al Hegdish, that coin of Hegdish that I gave to this Shliach to buy something for me in the store, B'chol Makom Shehu, wherever it may find itself right now, M'chul Azeh, should be swapped over for this coin I have here. So Hegdish, need the Kesher Kesher, because you can always swap by Hegdish. This way I save that the storekeeper won't be liable. Said you want to make a mashma in the first case. It says here, if I tell you go to a window and you broke me from a window, then I say, oh, I meant the one on the right. Of course, Dvorim Shalev and Dvorim. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? Make a mashma, Dvorim Shalev and Dvorim, to come and teach you that things in your heart are not considered and not nothing, even though we know that rule from other places. But even by Hegdish, we say the same thing as well when it comes to what do you call it? When it comes to a meal. Says the Gemara, Shilav Yachad Rakotin, he must have, well, I'm not sure, you know, Luchayda, if the Chedesh Chedesh Rakotin carried out the Shlichas, the Balabas is liable. But there's no Shlichas by a child. Omer Ablod, all it says, awesome, we treat it, Kimat, and Shal Zaysim, like you have a special, the place that you press olives. And when you press olives, you leave the olives sitting there, and you don't mind when the olives start, when they're sitting there, they start oozing out a little bit of oil, and you don't mind, because that's what you want to do, you want to press all the oil. And that oil, since you don't mind, if it makes the olives wet, it prepares it to mekabel tumah, for shed that falls inside, it all become tummy. If not, hazeisim, emes, and kabotum, hazeisim, olives, when the mekabel tumah, when they get wet, which moisture, misha yaziyu zeyas, hamatum, when they start perspiring from this keli that's specially meant for pressing. Of a loizeyas a kupa, if you put it into a box, if you put it into a box, and you know, just collecting, you're picking the olives from the tree, and starts oozing, you're not happy with that thing there. Now, while it's sitting there in the pressing thing, do you know about it? You don't know about it, and yet we say it's as if you knew about it and you're happy. So Zarayi, the same thing over here. Even though the chesher cotton are no different than that mat and that keli that's suppressed olives. Rabbi Yechon says, similar idea, like we've learned, if you place it on top of a monkey, and he transported it, let's say the Hegdish. Yeah, talking about an Eidav. If you want to make an Eidav Chatzedis, and you sent it with a monkey, and the monkey was very trained and put it down the right place. Oh, Al-Gabi, Hapil V'Halicha, he put it on top of an elephant, and it went and took it there. And the din is, I'm Yeidav Eidav Chumim, because it's a... It's even though they're not shy to shlichus, but nevertheless, it's done because of me. It's good enough. Hareza edim alma of the shlichus. If we treat it sometimes as if they're not shlich, the shlichus here was considered done.
As long as there's an error, it doesn't matter.
No, edim tchumin. I have to put down within 2,000 amos. Yeah. I want to put down some food so I can walk another 2,000 amos.
Doesn't matter who puts that down.
That's the thing. We're saying here that it has to be done for me. It has to be done for me, and I sent a monkey. Or an elephant, and they put it down in the right place. It works, because in other words, in this case, you don't need the din of shlich shel adam kemoisa. When you need shlich shel adam kemoisa, here the main thing is the outcome, that the item should be there. The fact is that they brought it there because of me. That's enough for this kind of shlichus. And the same thing, Mila. The fact that because of me, this dollar of hegdish was spent, so I'm liable. But where you need that, I should be yaitze, and you're doing as if I'm yaitze, then obviously you need all the din of shlichus, and these things don't work. Says the Gemara, Shalabi Abikev, Avagav Dalit Kishliach. So you're telling me, if I remember, then I'm not liable because I'm amazed. The Shlich, the liable he carried out the Shlich, it's only the Chenveni. Sounds familiar, even though the Shlich did not know, still the Shlich is not liable. But Aminu, let's ask a question. But I mean, as a question, Niska Balabais, if the Balabais remembered Velay Niska Shliach, but the Shliach didn't remember, or Shliach, Moses said, the Shliach is the one who's liable, because he's the one who's doing it, he's the one who gave it to the storekeeper. You're right. Amish is talking about where they both remembered. They both remembered. Yeah. In other words, the Shliach should have been also equally liable. The Shliach, the Chenvin, the Osher should have been liable. The reason why over here that the shlich also remembered in the middle that this is hektish money, and therefore he's now amazed when he gave it to the storekeeper, and amazed there's no din amila. Who was the one who did it here, and inadvertently, the chenvi, the storekeeper, so therefore he's the one who's liable. Says the Mishnah, "Vayte nosel pruta." He gave him a pruta. Hobbly, he said to him, "Hobbly, v'chetzi. I want you to buy with half the pruta. I want you to buy me neder's candles. V'chetzi, the other half. Says, I want you to buy me wicks. But halach veiv lebekul absili. But the whole thing wicks. Lebekul for the whole thing candles. And this is not called. I'm adding to the shlichus because the shlichus part that I did was less than a pruta. In order to do meila, you have to do a full pruta. Here, it's only half a pruta that I carried out the shlichus. And we learned before that meila has to be a full pruta." Buy me one put worth of candles. I so one put worth of wicks. They did only half. Neither of them that did mila. Why the Baal Bais didn't do mila? Because he didn't carry out the shlichus. And why didn't the shlich liable then? Shlich not liable because whatever he did was less than a pruta. And there's no mila less than a pruta. He told him, go here to bring me half a pruta of wicks and half a pruta, or go there, bring me half a pruta of candles. He brought exactly what he wanted, but from the wrong places. Then in this case, the shliach mal. Why? Because he did a full pruta. He did a full pruta worth of stealing, but he did not do the shlichas because he swapped places. He said, go there for the candles, and I went to other place. He said to him, two coins. Imagine for two protons you can buy an esrog. He went, he brought him only with one coin. Right? He brought him with one coin. Now, how do we understand that? Is the Pshat didn't carry out the shlichus, or I got an unbelievable discount here? You wanted an esrog that's worth two. I was able to negotiate with the guy and got the same esrog, but for one. So am I doing a shlichus or am I not? Muslims see. But so what I did was, I bought with one esrog, over achazim, and I thought I had an extra coin. I bought you a beautiful pomegranate, which you never asked me to. Shnei and Molu, so both of them are liable. The original guy is liable because even though you told me for two coins, I bought you a two coin value for one, as a sunsi. But I'm liable for the pomegranate. You never told me to buy a pomegranate. I used a coin of Hegdish for that. Rabbi Yehuda says, I wanted a two coin one. And they basically cut. You're going to argue, but I got you a two coin one for the price of one. My argument is, no. If I ask you for two coins, if you can maybe get two coins for one, imagine what you could have gotten me for a two coin. You could have gotten me a four coin one. So you didn't carry that much liquid. Well, that's how it is. We're being very pedantic here. I wanted
that,
exactly.
Whatever the max he can get with the two coins.
Exactly. His I set aside $100 for an esrog. Yeah, that's exactly the argument. Basically, cotton vera. You got me a small one and a bad one. What about Nosal Dinazov? Gave him a golden coin. Bring me a shirt for a golden coin. And he brought me one for a golden coin has six dinim. And he bought me one for half. It's the same principle as the other one. Over Shloisha Talas and other three, he bought a Talas. Again, Shnei Molu, but you carried out my instruction. You got me a $6 shirt for $3. Fantastic. You got me what I wanted. Plus, you took the other $3 and you bought another thing out of your own Becheshman. So you're both liable. I got me a special deal. You should have spent the whole money and got me even a better deal or a bigger thing. They basically cut and put on a bad one. Says the Mishnah, Shamat Minei, it seems from here. If I tell my Shlech, go ahead and sell me a Kur, which is 30 so of land, but also was over the Livchen, he sold only 15.
If you send the person who you say to him, you could have got me a better deal, you'd just been an unthankful so and so.
That's one way of looking at it. Anyway, so I told you, sell me 30, so you only sold 15. The question is, was it a sale or not? And he says, right now the Gemara understands that I asked you for $2 essay, you bought me $1 essay, not because you got to negotiate a better deal. The Gemara thinks right now, you only bought me half what I wanted to pay and still a deal. So if I tell you, sell 30 acres, you sold 15, it's a sale. Amri, hocha, hechi, dummy, what are we talking about? Going to ice, no die for me, no white. You're going to ice, le shove a vav, b'shalosh. Here's talking about, you gave me a $2 essig, but you managed to buy it for $1. It's different. But if you taka bought me only a $1 essig when I asked you for $2, you taka wouldn't carry out much lichas, because I want a better quality. I want a good essig. Ema sefer, okay, look at the sefer. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Balabais, lim balabais." Now, guilty issue. Yochalem, you can say, "Cholu godli." I want you a bigger one. That basically cholu cotton, a small one and a bad one. So, if the pshat is that you bought me a $2 one for one, so what kind of tainus can I have to you? You bought me a small one, a bad one. That's what you wanted. L'chatchila, you wanted a $2 one. I got you a $2 one. Who cares how much it cost? So, what's the taina? So, Gemara says, he said, no, because I gave you a budget of two din. If you would have spent the two din, you could have gotten a better one. So, if you gave it to negotiate, you should negotiate for a better one. I asked you to spend that.
Maybe all that would be overruled, but if you're sending somebody, just be thankful for what you got. Don't send anybody a message.
Not everyone's like you're paying them.
Yeah.
You're
not doing me a favor, exactly.
If you're paying them, that's different.
I love to have you paying you. It's a shliach. Whatever it is, even if you do me a favor, you got to do it right. You can't have tiny me. Oh, I'm doing you a favor, so what if I messed up? It doesn't work that way. It says in the later on, Rabbi Yehuda is Maida when it comes to kidneys. When it comes to kidneys, legumes, they are both kidneys, but dinner. It's the same kidneys. Just get more, get less. I asked you to buy me for dinner. You bought me a pruta. I asked you to buy me, and you negotiate a pruta, and you use the other money for something else. We're both liable. If you're talking about what, if it's in a place that they buy, they don't sell by each individual legume. They take a handful and say, okay, this is what it is. If you pay more money, you'll get bulk. You know, when you buy for $100 and you buy 50, you don't get double when you buy 50. A lot of times you get a lot more than double because you buy in bulk. You get cheaper. So l'chayla, the guy who have a tiny, why the Yehuda made l'chayla, the guy who have a tiny year as well. You should have spent the whole money I gave you because I would have benefited. How would I benefit? It's not just double, you know, what I got for a half. You would give me, I would get a lot more than double. Or a papa beduchte de mezavne bekani kani, in a place where they sell each individual bepruta. Hasan pasi musayu. If I told you to buy me $2 worth, and you bought me that amount in $1 worth, and there would have been no advantage then in buying $2 worth, it would just be more than I asked for. Then Abhi Yudas Maida that that you know that the other guy is definitely liable because you didn't carry out mishlichus. Okay, we'll stop paying attention tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.